What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Stan Lee, who sadly passed away last week. He was aged 95. He's been struggling with other issues, such as pneumonia and problems with his vision. And it was one of those weird things of the internet blew up, and obviously everyone was very sad. But it was kind of that thing as well of a lot of people celebrating his life, a lot of people posting pictures of themselves, because he's met so many fans over the years of going to comic cons, etc. And it was kind of that thing of just, I just thought, well, we'll take a bit of time and just have a little bit of discussion about, you know, his legacy, because he was one of the major creators of Marvel. He was one of the guys behind it. It's the kind of thing as well of very careful to say he helped co-create lots of characters. He didn't create all of them himself. He did it with a lot of other people as well. But, you know, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, X-Men, you know, he is the guy behind superheroes. And, you know, I think for our generation, that is such a big thing. I don't think older people maybe quite understand, but, you know, some of his creations have heavily influenced so much of people's lives.
Yeah, and in ways you wouldn't even necessarily expect, because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, he created Iron Man, he created the X-Men or whatever. Even if you aren't a comics fan, these characters have become so part of our national I can't quite say that word, but you know what I'm saying. They've become part of our national identity, so that even if you've never seen the movies, even if you've never seen, read any of the books or watched any of the cartoons or anything, you know these characters. You know Spider-Man. You know with great power there must come great responsibility. You know these lines simply because they are so iconic. They are so archetypal.
Yeah.
I can't speak right now.
Yeah. It's just that thing, isn't it? They've, you know, so many of these characters have been around for so long. You know, they're on the screen. You know, we had comic books. We had TV series like The Incredible Hulk way back in the 70s. And then you've had the Marvel movies. And then you had the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I think because the Marvel Cinematic Universe got so big, and it went so mainstream. And Stan Lee as well, all his little cameos in every video, in the video games, in the movies. Every time you watched a movie and you saw him pop up, I always laugh. My wife, literally, we were watching the show the other day. She goes, you always laugh when he turns up. I said, because you just, it's always a little nod, a little cheeky little thing. And I think that's what's helped take him even into that next stage of mainstream, because people noticing that Stan Lee cameo is being so a part of everything Marvel related.
Yeah, and it's going to be sad when there are no more proper Stan Lee cameos left. I know that they have recorded several in advance. I think around the time Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was recording, they had several that they just kind of cranked out. I don't know how far in advance that goes. I would hope at the very least through Avengers 4.
Yeah, I think there's one for Captain Marvel and one for Infinity War. And I think he's got a cameo in Spider-Verse as well.
Yeah, and that wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And then on top of that, obviously, they can kind of stick him into the rest of the movies however they want. You know, he could be a picture in the background or you know, something like that. They can still figure out a way to include him, even if they can't do a physical.
He is going to be a poster. He's going to be a wanted. He's going to be on a front cover of a magazine, or, you know, they will continue that legacy of putting him in. There'll always be a Stan Lee nod in every Marvel movie going forward as an Easter egg. And that's just, you know, that's just the way it is, you know. But it is that kind of cool thing. I think of, you know, he's created so much. He's been, you know, he was like the only mainstream comic book guy that everyone knew. You know, he created, you know, you can't say that about DC or any other things. He's a guy that's, and he's, it's kind of odd though, because he was always old, even as a kid for me. You know, it's that thing of, he's just, I think it's that thing as well of, he's just, you know, he's always been around. He's just always been there. It's going to be that weird thing of him not being around. But it was nice in some way of like when he did pass, didn't really have that whole thing of, you know, that big shock and surprise across the internet of people going, oh no, and all the rest of it. It was a bit like, no, he got to 95. He had a good life. You know, it was time kind of thing.
Yeah, I think most people were at peace with the idea that he wasn't going to be around much longer. This wasn't like Carrie Fisher, where just one day you wake up and she's had a heart attack on a plane and the next day she's gone kind of thing. This was Stanley, you know, he's lived a very long, very fulfilling life. He is one of the most famous people in the world, and we all knew it was on its way. We've heard health stories and, you know, legal battles and stuff like that for a very long time. So this was definitely something that you can never be ready for, but we don't want to say prepared, but we yeah. knew it was coming. You know, you can never be prepared. You can never be ready, but you can at least get yourself set for it. And, yeah. and we knew that, but like you said, he was old for me, always. Like, he was always the old man at Marvel. But that kind of also builds into his persona, because in as much as we know him for creating so many of these characters, we also know him as the voice of Marvel for decades and decades. He had Stan's soapbox in the comics where he would write his little articles every month, and he had that bombastic writing style, you know, everything had an exclamation point after it, and everything was larger than life. He had his own catchphrases, you know, "Nuff said" and "Excelsior" and all that stuff. He was basically a character in his own comics, literally in some cases. So, there's very little that you can say about him that's negative. There are things you can say we're not, but no. You know, they get overshadowed by just how major a person he was.
Yeah, it's that kind of weird thing. Like, it was always that thing of almost like, I would also say, like the granddad, that kind of thing of he was the old guy, but he was also always there. He was always encouraging. It was always that thing of, you know, saying funny little things and just being, you know, we all knew it all. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that's happening now and recently with Marvel, yeah, he's got nothing really to do. He's not had a lot to do with the running of Marvel for a long time, but they've always treated him with that kind of respect of it. And I think that's definitely been the kind of the key thing going forward. It's just been a great, like, you know, that thing of him doing this and how big Marvel got. I'm really glad he got to see that. You know, you think back to the days of Marvel going bankrupt and, you know, the days when he was starting out and it was just a little comic book and stuff. And you think of, you know, when he went, of how big, you know, things like, he saw, you know, Infinity War, that there must have been such a pride in seeing how your characters and your things that you've nurtured and created have become this juggernaut. And also, the money from Disney probably didn't hurt either.
I mean, he made a lot of money. He was making a lot of money even before the Marvel Universe really set off, because, you know, Spider-Man and X-Men were really the two movies that kicked off the modern superhero movie as we know them. Obviously, they've evolved quite a bit in the 18 years since X-Men came out, but, you know, those were the ones that set the tone. A lot of people credit, say, Batman Begins, but that really started with X-Men. And I think a good ending point here, maybe, I know this is a bit cliche, but what was your favorite cameo for?
Ooh, that's so hard. I mean, it's just that thing of there's so many and they're so funny and stuff as they are. The one in, like, I think it was Spider-Man Homecoming when he just swung, was it? And he's just there with the headphones on and he's...
That was the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. I know it was one of the Spider-Man ones of just chaos going all around him and just things like that coming in. But I actually thought the best one was one I saw only this last week, was a clip of him in the Teen Titans. And he's animated and he's running around going, you know, it's a Stan Lee cameo and, oh, it's a DC movie. Oh, no, I've got to get away. You know, it's like completely just taking the mic and having, he's even done cameos in DC movies. That's how big it's got.
Yeah, he's done cameos in movies that aren't even superhero movies. I know he was in Mallrats, for instance. So
yeah,
I'm going to actually throw out two here. One is an honorable mention. I'm going to throw out the first Fantastic Four movie, the one that had Chris Evans as the Human Torch. And the reason I throw that one out is he was the mailman that brought the mail to the Baxter Building. And the reason I say that is because that was an actual character he created for the comic. That was Willie Lumpkin, who is the official mailman of the Fantastic Four. And as far as I can tell, at least off the top of my head, that's the only cameo he did that was actually a character he created. So special mention of that. And then I have to say my favorite cameo for him was Deadpool in the strip club. That's cameos he ever did, because it's so out of character for him too. He's like the wholesome guy, you know, in the Avengers, like superheroes in New York now. And then Deadpool, he's the announcer at a strip club. So, you know, it just was so different that it kind of stands out.
Yeah. With that, we'd love to know what your favorite cameo was in the comments below, and let us know what some of your favorite memories were. We'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, thank you very much for watching. Excelsior!
Enough said.